Laverne and Shirley is filmed before a studio audience. Hey, Cheryl, listen to this. And then he touched her in... You can't hear me in the shower. And then he touched her in a secret place that set her heart on fire. Oh, she looked into his eyes and he whispered those words that she longed to hear.
Quick, get me a Band-Aid. A Band-Aid. I need a Band-Aid, Laverne.
Band-Aid, you need to sit down. What'd you do this time?
Well, me and Squiggy were making signs for the strike, yeah. And I kind of stapled myself.
Great.
Don't, you're not going to put Bernie stuff on
it,
are
you? Do I look like I got
Bernie
stuff?
Don't put no Bernie stuff on.
There's no Bernie stuff. It's a Band-Aid. Give me that finger.
You're stretching the flesh.
Look at baby.
What do you think of the sign here?
Shots management dates pigs. That tells a story.
You notice how I dotted the I with my own blood, huh? I think that ought to get us a 2 cents an hour raise.
I hate to break this to you, Len, but you wasted your blood for nothing. They settled without a strike.
How do you know?
Because McHenry called me and told me we got a 2 cents raise. That's how I know. It's all over.
I missed it. Now, what am I going to do with the sign?
Why don't you save it for the company picnic?
That's a good idea.
Boy, personally, I'm glad it's over. I don't think I could go through another one.
How come?
Because last year, during the strike, Shirley and I got into the biggest fight we ever had. We almost killed each other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll never forget that morning. We got to work and everybody was talking about the strike. That's all they were saying.
Hey, strike meeting today. Hey, there's a strike meeting this morning.
Hey, there's a strike meeting this morning.
Does management care about us little people?
No!
And what about Tightwads Tompkins, Mr. Big Shot? Does he ride a bus and hang from a strap each morning?
No!
Do you like getting grabbed on your way to work every day?
No!
Well, I sort of...
Strike tomorrow!
Yeah! Yes!
Wait a minute. Isn't there something we can do besides going out on strike again?
No.
I mean, every year we go out on strike, and what do we end up with? Picketing in the middle of blizzards? And what do we get? A 5 cent raise that doesn't make up for the money we lose by going out on strike to begin with. I mean, couldn't we send a representative to talk to Tompkins? One of the people, one of us, a member of the rank and file, somebody big enough to stand up to that tyrant.
Yeah! Yeah.
I nominate Shirley Feeney.
Yeah.
You know, something must be happening. She's been with Tompkins for 2 hours.
Maybe she doesn't know we're here.
No, I left a note on a locker. Henry, you're eating us out of house and home here. We didn't even get our raise yet. Ta-da! Oh, good boy, there you are. How'd it go, huh?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Mr. Tompkins is a regular guy. We talked, we laughed, he showed me
great
photographs.
Did we get our raise or what?
Well, not quite.
What do you mean, not quite?
Well, Warren... I mean, Mr. Tompkins came up with a wonderful idea. He said that if we get somebody in there to organize our work, then our work output would be more, and he could see his way clear to give us our raise.
Wait, hold on. I don't want no guy who knows diddly-poo about bottle capping telling me what to do, huh?
Yeah.
No! That's the beauty of this whole thing. It won't be some stranger guy. It'll be one of us.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Me. Yes, he made me supervisor. Isn't it perfect? Don't you see how perfect this is? We'll be like one big happy team.
Wait a second. What you mean is we don't get a raise and you get a promotion.
Well, now, Henry, that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is...
You get a promotion, and we don't get a raise.
Now, that is another way of looking at it. However, there is a middle road.
I say, let's lynch her.
Hold on. No lynching here. It's an Ollie's.
Then how about giving her a noogie?
No, no noogies. Put your noogie away. Put it away. Put it in your pocket and sit down. Go ahead. No noogie. Get away from home. Okay. Now, all she's trying to do is get us our raise without going out to strike, huh?
That's right. That's what Tom kids
you.
No! Huh?
Do
you want a noogie now?
No.
Do you want it now?
No.
Okay, then shut up, okay?
Now, I say we give her a chance, huh? I say we back her, huh? What do you say? Come on.
She does look kind.
Yeah, she does. Look at those apple cheeks, huh?
Well, we'll try it.
Oh, great. Okay. And then if it doesn't work, we'll break the legs, okay? Break my legs.
I'm keeping them. How can I work with it?
You'll work. You'll limp a little. It'll be fine.
Limp a little.
Fazio, please report to labeling.
And, this will be my chair. Now this will be our suggestion box, Mr. Happy. Excuse me, Mr. Tompkins, could I just thank you?
You'll notice that Mr. Happy is in the shape of a smile. That's to remind us that a smiling worker is a happy worker. And a happy worker is a productive worker.
Very good.
You made that up all by yourself.
Now, if any of you should have a suggestion while we're not at work, please feel free to call me at home day or night.
Fine.
Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah.
Very nice, Christine.
Thank you, Mr. Tompkins. Thank you very much. Now I would like to discuss with you my Worker of the Week program. For this program, I will need a 5x7 photograph of each and every one of you. The Worker of the Week will have their picture posted here. Now, I know that this is a picture of me, but it's just an example to sort of get the old program kicked off, you know? So, let's get to work, shall we?
Come on.
What's Laverne doing on a bottle cap?
I'm very glad you asked me that, Iris. As you know, this is where we put on the shop's golden seal of approval. Now, it is very important that this seal be placed correctly. Many of you may not know this, but Laverne DeFazio was Golden Seal Labeler of the Year 2 years in a row.
Okay.
So I've asked her here to show us her stuff. Laverne?
Well, it's been a while, but I guess it's like riding a bicycle, huh?
Well, I would like you to show us step by step.
Okay. I take the bottle from here.
What?
Then I pick up the brush.
Two.
Then I pick up the seal.
Three.
Then I wet the seal.
Four.
Put the brush back.
Five.
Pick up the bottom.
Six.
Put the seal.
Seven.
On, and put the bottom.
Eight.
Back. Oh, thanks.
Thank you, Laverne. Eight steps.
Yeah.
Very good. But it could be better. Here, I'll show you.
Why'd you call me in here to make fun of me? Oh,
shut up. There's a method to my madness.
Why?
Wet. Lift. Stick. Return. Four steps. Four instead of eight. That will save us weeks over the course of a year. Let's all try it, shall we?
Well, come on.
Goggles in place.
Goggles in place.
Goggles in place.
Repeat after me. Wet.
Wet.
Wet. Lift.
Lift.
Stick.
Stick.
Return.
Return.
Wet.
Wet.
Lift.
Lift.
Stick.
Stick.
Return. Very good. Now practice that on your own. I'm going over to capping. Wet.
Wet.
Lift.
Lift.
Stick.
Wet.
Return.
Wet.
Lift.
Ridiculous.
Things went well today, didn't they?
They were ready to kill you by the end of the day.
I was only doing my job.
But it didn't stop there, no.
What are you doing? Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening. Hold on a second. Then he touched her in a secret place.
Yeah,
now, where do you think that was? The basement? Sorry. Okay, go on with your story.
Okay, Shirley started getting worse. I mean, she started getting to me at home, telling me how to drink my milk and Pepsi.
So every time you wanted a sip, all you had to do was this.
Give me that, will you? Helpful Hannah, that's just what I need. I'm not at work now. I can do anything I want. I can sit any way I please.
Was there something else, Madame Feeney, huh?
Well, now that you mention it, all right, Laverne. Look at the way you set your hair. I mean, look at it. If you just brush your bangs out while they're wet, there'd be no need for this tape. Oh! I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You know, you're getting carried away with this job. You're going crazy there, Cheryl.
Another perfect example of wastefulness. There is no need for the word there in that sentence. You could have simply said, you're going crazy, Cheryl. And come to think about it, I know my name. So you could have simply said, you're going crazy. In fact, you could have just pointed at me and said, crazy. See how much time you save?
I'm going to do something that's going to make you real proud of me.
No, what's that?
I'm going to get up from this chair, and I'm going to go into the kitchen. Yeah. Taking the shortest route possible.
Oh, no.
Dropping my magazine as I go. Putting my glass down with my right hand. Opening the refrigerator with my left. Keeping my right hand free so that I...
No! Don't you do it! Don't you do it!
You're repeating yourself 50% waste.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't do it.
Not only was that not nice, but it was a waste of a perfectly good butter cake.
Where's Laverne? Didn't she come with you?
Mr. Fazio decided to take the bus into work this morning. You know how fond she is of being grabbed.
Morning, Iris. How you doing there, Henry?
Hey, hi.
All right. Today, we're going to try something a little different. Instead of using Plan G, which is on which page of my booklet, Henry?
Seven.
That's correct. We're going to be using Plan F, which is where, Iris?
Page 8.
16. Study it. This way, I can get a better picture of your individual output, which is so important to my determining worker of the week. Who did this? Who put this mustache on my picture? Never mind. I'll find out. I'll question each and every one of you individually later. All right? Goggles in place. And begin.
Working.
Oh, and it doesn't stick. Henry, would you please tell Mr. Fazio that she is falling far behind in her work?
Shirley says that you're falling far behind in your work.
Now, Miss Feeney, I do things my own way.
Laverne says she does things her own way.
Please tell Miss DeFazio that it is not her place to do things her own way.
Tell Miss Feeney I have a suggestion for her involving my fist.
All right, everyone. Wet, lift, stick, return. Wet, lift, stick, return. Wet, lift, stick, return. Wet, lift, stick, return. Productivity means a raise. Wet, lift, stick, return. Wet, lift, stick, return. Faster, 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 faster.
We're going as fast as we can.
Faster, faster.
We're going as fast as we can.
Fast?
I'll give you fast.
Hey, what is this? I'm not an octopus, you know.
Hey!
Hey!
Ah.
Hey! Oh! Laverne, I think you should take a break right now.
Take a break? I would love to take a break, Miss Feeney. As a matter of fact, I'd like to take a break forever. Out of this department. Out of seeing you. Goes along.
Oh, I hope they pack you in a box and ship you off to Des Moines.
See me, Miss Feeney?
Yes, Mr. Fazio. Won't you step into my office for a moment?
Okay, honey, come on, right here. Come on, come on.
Thinking now, Judo. Come on.
Oh, Mr. Tompkins. She had a cough drop stuck in her. I was trying to punch it out there.
I see.
Thank you, Mr. Fazio.
I'd like to speak to Miss Feeney a moment. Alone?
Oh, sure. Mr. Tompkins, won't you step into my office? Chair?
Miss Feeney, I've just been reading some of your reports. I must say they're very impressive.
Oh, why, thank you, Mr. Tompkins. I'm just doing my job.
Enough material here for a PhD in labeling.
Oh, go on, you flatter me.
Unfortunately, the productivity of your group is down about 20%.
Yes, I'm aware of that, you see. It's part of a master plan.
I'm sorry, Miss Feeney, but I'm afraid we're going to have to discontinue the experiment.
You mean you're firing me?
Well, let me put it this way. Yes, but only from supervising. You can go back on the line.
Where are you going?
The story is starting to depress me a little bit.
Wait, I haven't finished yet. There's a better part where at the end when I... You don't want to hear it.
Well, look, I got to go down to a secret place and do my laundry. You know
what I mean? Get out of here. Down, ask for a band-aid, you give him a band-aid, you start a story, you don't get to finish it, and...
Who was that?
Oh, that was Lenny.
Oh.
I was just telling him about last year's strike.
You promised never to mention that. We swore we would never, ever, ever talk about that.
I'm sorry, I forgot. It just sort of fell out of my mouth.
Well, can't it just fall back into your mouth?
I didn't get to finish it.
Good. How far did you get?
Up to the part where Mr. Tompkins fired you?
That's all the way to the end.
No, it's not.
It is. It's
no,
all
it's
the way
not.
To the end.
No, I didn't tell how heartbroken you were.
Cheryl, you can't go on sitting like that. Your knees are going to cramp.
I'm punishing myself.
What for?
Because I hate myself.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Cream and sugar?
No, thanks. It's part of my punishment.
Would you forget about it? It's over.
I can't forget about it. I made things worse.
Look, you tried, though, didn't you? Didn't you try your little heart out? And you didn't even want that job to begin with. You just took it because you thought you could get us a raise without going out on strike, right?
But I didn't get us a raise, and it made everybody mad at me.
Oh, they're not mad at you.
Oh, they're
not
mad
at you. No, no, nobody is
mad
at you. Nobody is mad at you. So they're mad at you. So what? They'll get over it. Come on. I'm not mad at you. You know something? I wasn't even really mad at you before.
If you wasn't even really mad at me before, then why did you do this?
Because I was mad at you before I lied. Look, but it comes right off here. Look, I just taped it on. See, it's just a little old mustache. Look, see? It's on me now. Huh? Look, now it's off. Forgive and forget, huh?
They'll never forgive me.
Oh, sure they will. Sure
they
will. Look, you make it up to them, that's all. You start by sending Big Henry a case of Hershey bars. He'll forget like that.
I can't.
Sure you can. Come on, Cheryl, come on. You always bounce back. Where's that old spunk, huh? No, you're giving up. And that's not like you. There you are, lying with your head on a table, looking like a dead salmon. Come on, you can do it. Come on. You always tell me I can, huh? Just what makes that little old ant think he can move a rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he has what? High hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie. He's got... Oh, anytime you're feeling good, just remember
that ant.
What?
Whoops, there goes another rubber tree.
Whoops, there goes another rubber tree. Whoops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Song for you. If you ever go out on strike, we got just a song.
Just
for
a song.
You gotta strike while the union is hot. You gotta get all the money they got. When the boss can say to stick it, you must stand right up and pick it. You must strike while the union is hot. You gotta grab every scab by the hair, just to make sure he knows that you care. For this land is made of money. Wouldn't it be funny if we struck while the union is hot? Say what if we struck?